To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of June, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past few days, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Windows Internet Explorer users. Yes, I know there's still a few of you out there. Better mark your calendars for June 15th, as in tomorrow, because that's when Microsoft is ending support. And in case you forgot, this was actually announced more than a year ago. Microsoft would be ending IE and would be completely removed from most versions of Windows 10 and above. However, though, that still hasn't stopped some people from using the thing. According to the folks at Knit Applications, Internet Explorer, still has a market share of 5.21%. Yes, way behind on the most popular browser at 69% being Chrome. But amazingly, more people are still using Internet Explorer than they are Apple Safari, which its usage is 3.73%. Now, Windows 11, of course, doesn't even have Internet Explorer on there, and it hasn't stopped some people from actually trying to install it there. So today is the day, IE users. If you're still out there, best you be look out on a browser that will suit your needs. Spotify has bought AI. Actually, Spotify's been on a buying spree lately. This time, they bought up Sonanic. That's actually a startup that uses AI that actually produces realistic voices from text. And some of you out there might have heard of Sonanic. Their AI technology was actually recently used in the new Top Gun Maverick film. Apparently, that caught the executive's eye over there at Spotify and said, yeah, let's buy that company. That sounds cool. Now, Spotify didn't say why they bought it, but rumor has it could provide context for upcoming recommendations when you're not looking at Spotify on your screen. We also heard it could be part of a platform for podcasts on Spotify, though reliable sources inside Spotify are actually telling us, at least to start with, it will be all about accessibility, making it easier to navigate through Spotify without actually having to look at it. Spotify's actually joined the club of Instagram and even TikTok. Both platforms there already use text-to-speech for robotic voiceovers. However, though, the AI from this company, it's a little bit more than just robotic. So it's going to be interesting to see how much Spotify expands its capabilities in the near future. And finally, did you think getting your package from Amazon via drone was dead? Think again. If you're in Lockford, California, you might want to be looking up pretty soon. At least if you ordered something from Amazon. Yes, it has been a long delay of getting this drone project off the ground. But Amazon has announced it will launch its first drone delivery service in the town of Lockford, California. And it's going to be happening, yes, this year. All they're waiting on is the green light from the FAA. So what's kept it grounded for so long? Well, one of the biggest problems was crashes. Yeah, that's not so good if it's going to be hauling some merchandise and it comes to you in a million pieces, or it never reaches you at all. However, though, apparently Amazon's worked out all those kinks, and they're now confident it's ready for prime time. Now, from what we can tell, it's only going to be prime customers to start with, though Amazon did say they will eventually move to non-prime customers in the future. And, of course, once they get FAA approval, look for a lot more delivery drones and testing phases across the U.S. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yes, located britishtechnetwork.com. Fantastic shows are up over there. There's a lot of shows you need to go check out. They're all brand new. But check out the latest photo show too, the Mac show, and the big show as well. Also, of course, give us a like over there on Facebook at British Tech Network and follow us on Twitter at British Tech and see what's going on in the world of BTN. Join our community today. Just hop on over to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 48 hours. But until then, hope you have a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.